Clara stands at the bottom of the stairs and looks around at the happy party. She is looking for her uncle Drosselmeier, her favourite relative. But she can't see him anywhere. Uncle Drosselmeier is very mysterious. Tall and thin, he always wears a long cloak. He has only one eye, the other he keeps covered in a black silk patch. He tells the best stories Clara has ever heard, but most important of all, he is very clever at making toys, and Clara is dying to see what he will give her this year. Suddenly the door sweeps open and there he stands, splendid in an enormous hat, with his long cloak draped about him, his arms folded, and his hands hidden in his long black sleeves. It has begun to snow again, and behind him the snowflakes swirl, glistening white against the black night sky. Everyone turns and looks at the tall figure framed in the doorway. "Come in! Come in!" cries Clara's father. As he steps into the brilliant light of the hallway, Uncle Drosselmeier suddenly pulls his hands out of his sleeves, revealing two enormous bunches of paper flowers, from which tiny fireworks explode in